that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Always appreciate the time that prospective Penn State football players give us and committed players that come back on the show. And today we have London Montgomery. He is a Nittany Lion commit. He signed with Penn State in December of 2022. We're going to talk to him about his journey through his final year in high school and the trials and tribulations that he has seen since then. So let's get to it. It's the BWI Daily Edition. Welcome to the BWI Daily Edition. I'm your host, Thomas Frank Carr. The last time London was on the show here, he was a prospective Penn State commit. He was a prospect that Penn State was pursuing. Now officially a Nittany Lion, London, what was that moment like for you? How was December? How was that whole process for you?
It's just signing a dream come true, really. I worked my butt off for it. Everybody around me that helped me, I appreciate them. So they got me where I wanted to be. So I just need to finish out and get there.
We were talking before we started the show. London's in the final couple months of his senior season. He's like, "Yeah, I'm riding it out. Got to finish strong." And I'm like, "Riding it out? Got to finish strong. I'd be riding it out, but you're finishing strong," is what you said, right?
Yes, sir.
So first off, I want to ask, how are you doing right now? For Penn State fans that follow recruiting closely, they'll know about your injury. We can get to that in just a second. But I want to ask first and foremost, how are you doing right now?
I'm doing real good. I'm progressing really fast. At this point, I think I'm 5 months from my surgery. So I'm starting to jog already. I'm doing agility ladders. I'm just ramping up my PT. So I think in month 6 or 7, I can start doing some real good stuff in there.
So for those that don't know, you tore your ACL before your senior season. And it sounds like you just said the recovery process is going well so far. But if you don't mind, not to bring you back to a bad moment to start off the show, but what was that moment like for you? And could you describe it if you feel comfortable?
I felt empty when I found out that, I tore my ACL, because I wouldn't expect that to happen to me, and it could happen to anyone. So I was just so heartbroken from it, I just looked past it, can't look back in the future, and got my mental right first and foremost. And then as of now, I'm working on my physical. So, I took it as it is, and I just worked from it.
So did you know, in that moment, did you know that it had happened? Or did you have to kind of wait and then find out?
I knew, but I didn't want to believe it. So, because when I actually did it, I felt the pop. I got up, I started jogging, and I was jogging weird, but I was still jogging. And then it started to swell up a little bit. It didn't swell like a normal one would, but it still swelled up. And I was just thinking, I don't want to believe it, but I know something's definitely not right. And I'm going to be out for a while. So I was just waiting. My nerves were real high to hear back from the doctor. And unfortunately, that's what it was. I tore my ACL.
What sort of emotions did you go through? Because you mentioned, you said you felt kind of empty inside and probably numb to the shock of it. But when that wore off, what sort of emotions did you go through? Because you mentioned got to get your mental right. So what was that internal process like?
The mental part of it that I took myself through, and my dad helped me with this. He kept on reassuring me that I'm going to be the baddest player out on the field when I get better and everything. Just hanging around my friends more often, telling myself that I'm going to be better than I was previously. Having a whole bunch of people tell me that I'm going to be okay. Then they just reassured me, and that's what I needed.
So you seem like the perfect case study for this, but we always talk about in moments and trials of silver linings, growth moments. Do you feel like this was that for you? Do you feel like this is going to be something that is going to make you better and stronger and all those things from a mental perspective, and then hopefully eventually from a physical one?
I mean, yeah, they're just I mean, it just got, I got the ACL thrown at me. So, I mean, it just is going to help me practice adversity. You know, nothing's going to take me down easily. So that's just building me up, get me more tough mentally, you know, getting stronger physically. So, you know, they're just all this reassurance with my parents and everything and everyone. And, you know, just working out, that just built me up, get me back stronger.
You mentioned your dad was a big part of this process. Was there anybody else that you were leaning on, or what was he doing that was helping you through this in a way that got you to where you seem like you're in a really good spot right now?
Yeah, it's just my dad and my family, my coach, my head coach from my school, my friends. And, you know, they just you know, made me laugh, because, I mean, I'm a funny guy, I think. That's my opinion, but. My dad makes me laugh. Me and him are like best friends. So, you know, whenever he's around, I got a smile on my face, and along with my friends and my family. So, you know, when there wasn't much time to sit and dwell on my thoughts.
I appreciate you saying it that way, because for the longest time, London, I thought I was a funny guy. And I do think you're a funny guy, by the way. But my wife told me recently, you're not funny. You're just fun to be around. And she's right. Like, that there is a clear difference between being funny and fun to be around. So, but it's good that you keep all those perspectives throughout all of this. Mm-hmm. How did Penn State react when they heard the news, and what were those conversations like with your future coaches?
You know, they were obviously devastated. You know, they don't ever want to hear that one of their commits toward the ACL before they even got there. So, you know, I mean, they just got my back. They said, like, they got my back, that they'll help me through it all. I mean, I got my surgery done by them. So, I mean, you know, they're 100% with me with this and going on. So when I get down there, they're going to be going through it with me. And I think that's what I needed. When they corralled around me like that, all the staff, that just made me feel real good. So I know that they still care about me and everything, and they always have. So, you know, there's some real good people over there.
You mentioned you're 5 months from your surgery. You're always coming from lifting, right, when we're talking, not surprisingly. So getting from lifting, what are you able to do? Can you go over it again? Because I know you mentioned some of those things, but can you go through the progression of what you have been able to do and what you're looking forward to doing in the near future?
So my schedule is, I go to school and then I go right to PT. When I do I work more on my balance stuff, my foot strength, my quad strength, just getting my knee straighter. And when I go to lifting, I'm usually doing upper body, but I just started lifting legs, but I'm not going to do it as much because I can't do a lot of weight, but I just need to get the swelling down a little bit. Then I'm going to go at it. And in the future, and I think in a month or so, I want my legs to be back where they were, because we're getting there. I want my upper body to be where they are, and I just want to be back.
What's your, do you have a goal date in mind, or do you have a thing that is in mind when you know you'll be back?
I don't really want to set a timeline for myself, because, you know, I mean, if I say I want to be back in, 4 months and I'm not there yet, I don't want to be upset by that. So I'm just taking it easy, setting goals for myself, and as in PT, so maybe I want to get a certain range or something. That just makes me feel good about myself when I'm not playing sports. I love to get, you know, achievements and stuff. So setting goals for myself and PT is really going to help me get to where I want to be.
How involved were you with your team after the incident? Because I know that that's a long season and you're used to being right in the thick of things. How did you, respond in a way with your teammates, and how involved were you with your team this year?
I was real involved. I told my team, just because I'm not playing doesn't mean I'm not a part of the team. So, you know, I stuck with them. I went to practices, every single practice. You know, even when it was cold, I just put two extra jackets on. I went. I went to every game because of my surgery, but I tried to get to as many games as possible, most of them. And I just, you know, I was just being a leader. I mean, even when I'm not playing. So I tried to be a leader. I still have kids look up to me. And then just teach some things, like teach the running backs what to do, teach the D-backs a couple of things I know, and, you know, just help the team out, because, you know, I'm still part of the team and I love those guys.
We talked to PJ Mustafa before the start of the Penn State football season. He was in a similar situation to the one you're in, and he said he drew inspiration from other guys that came through a similar injury. And, you know, he obviously has a pretty compressed timeline given his situation, very different than yours. But is there anybody you drew inspiration from? Is there any sort of conversation or player that maybe was in a similar position to you that you were able to take solace or advice from?
I mean, not many players I have talked about, but I've talked to Taymir Robinson because he did tear his ACL. So he knows what it's like going through that. So, you know, I just listened to him. He told me what to do and everything. My teammate on my team tore his ACL, so he knows how it is. So, you know, I just took mental notes from what they were telling me to do and everything. So, I mean, they kind of took me through it. I know Saquon tore his ACL a couple of times, Odell. So I just looked up to those guys, and they're doing real good right now.
So Scranton Prep graduates in June. Do you plan on moving up to Penn State then, or what's your timeline for arriving in Happy Valley?
I'm not graduating from my school. Like I'm going to be at Penn State by then. So I think in May or so, I should be there down there. But yeah, I'll come back to graduate and everything, but I'm going to be down in May.
Gotcha. So what are you looking forward to? What's the next chapter for you that you're excited about? What are you looking forward to?
I just think this is a fresh start. I don't think I have to prove anything to anybody because I think I'm the same person. But, you know, I definitely want to show everyone that I still am the same person that I was. And then I'm going to work my butt off to prove that, to show everyone that I'm me. So, you know, and I'm just going to stick around my teammates, stick around a couple older guys so they teach me a few things and everything. But, you know, I just want to get close with the team and everything. Just win some games with them.
You were up in for a lot of games this fall. Obviously, the mm-hmm. injury kind of frees up some weekends. What was that process like, and how close do you feel like you got during that time? Or were you able to, given, you know, the visits were a lot during football games when it's a lot going on?
Mm-hmm. You know, when I go to the games and everything, I just soak in. And even though, like, I watch the run out every time I go and everything, you know, I still get the chills from it. You know, but I just soak it all in because, you know, I'll be there in a couple of months. So it's not like I was a recruit going into it. So, you know, when I go in the locker room and I see all the players dancing and have a good time, but they get serious and they say move on. And so I'm just soaking it all in. So I'll know what to look for next year. I go in the running back's room. I do the long boys and we slide and everything. So, you know, I'm just, that makes me feel good and everything that, you know, I'm getting closer with the guys and everything. Text a couple players after the game, like Nick and Katron, tell them I had a good game. And, you know, getting close with the coaches still.
How is that? So that seems like a really unique place for you to be, where you're not on the team yet, but you have this close contact with, and you're in the room for a lot of really important moments, or you're there for a lot of different things. How do they embrace you and the other recruits that are around? And how do you kind of maneuver through that environment of, you know, you're still in high school, but you are very much a part of these moments?
You know, when I go there, I mean, we go in the running back room and, I mean, they just go through it like it's a normal day and go and watching film. So they, you know, they'll say do a play or something, and then they'll do the reads on the linemen and then the linebackers and stuff. And Coach Sider asks me if I see that, and I mean, he makes me a part of it, actually. So, you know, they're just, you know, slowly bringing us in, you know, getting us closer with them. So, you know, I'm real excited that they're doing that with us because it makes me feel a part already.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're talking with Lennon Montgomery, Penn State player in the class of 2023. Running back who is, a dynamic football player on the field and a dynamic interview here on the BWI Daily Edition. If you want to see more of this stuff, like the video, subscribe to Blue White Illustrated here on YouTube. You can check out our previous conversation, which we talked last spring. Get to know London a little bit. We got into some fun stuff at the end of the video. So make sure you check that out. And again, subscribe here and at BlueWhiteIllustrated.com to get all kinds of insight and information. We are recording this Tuesday night. Penn State just had a huge day of media where we got to meet with some players and coaches. So check all that stuff out, BlueWhiteIllustrated.com. There's plenty of content that's going to be coming out this week for that. London, I want to talk about something that happened in December. Penn State add another running back to the class of 2023 with Cam Wallace. What was that conversation like with Coach Slater? Did you guys discuss it, and did they talk to you about it before he committed to Penn State?
Well, yeah, we talked about it. I'm not surprised because we're real light on running back. So, I expected him to take another running back, and, I welcomed Cam with open arms, and I'm pretty sure Coach Sider did too, and Nick did, and Katron did. So, I'm happy because we got another running back who could help the team out. So, me and Coach Sider did talk about it. He explained that we need to get another running back. It's not because you got hurt or anything. It's just we need another one because we're light. You know, we go in, compete, and we'll both play. All of us will play, and we'll be all right.
How did have you had a chance to talk to Cam? Have you guys discussed being in the same group together?
Oh, yeah, I've talked to him about it plenty of times. We're just excited to get in there and work with a future NFL player. So, we're just real excited to work with Nick and Katron, and I'm excited to work with him. And he could teach me some things I don't know, and I can maybe teach some things he don't know. And we'll both just work our butts off going into the season.
And we talked about this last time where you said one of the things you were looking for in a program is you didn't want bad vibes, essentially. You didn't want to be with selfish players. You wanted to have a good environment. How much did that level of trust that you have in Penn State when they talked about adding another running back, plus the way teams use running backs, how much did that kind of ease your mind in those situations? Or was it not even about any of that to you?
I mean, with them adding another running back, I wasn't fazed by it. And I mean, like I said, I was just, welcoming him with open arms and everything. So, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on the season Penn State just had? You mentioned Nick Singleton, future NFL players. You must have been pretty excited watching some of the success they had this past year, right?
Oh, I mean, I loved watching Nick and Katron and all the other players. When I watched the first game against Purdue, I was screaming at my TV because I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew we was going to pull through. But, just watching them play each week and how hard they fought and everything, that just really gets me excited for going into the season because, I want to be out there playing with them.
How is your final season? Your final year in high school going in terms of academics? I know we joked about it earlier, but how through all of this stuff that you've got a lot to deal with on top of just school. So how were you able to focus on school and all that stuff given what's going on in your life?
I just make that my priority. So, I was sick for a few weeks, but I got back in school and then I started studying. I've been studying, but, I just made that my priority. I come home, I ice my knee, I do my homework, study for 15 minutes, and then go to PT and then go to lifting.
We're here with Lennon Montgomery. Just a few more questions for you, Lennon. I don't want to take too much of your time tonight, but one of the things I've been fascinated in a different area watching Penn State and the program is, players come up for camps and they can get individual instruction from coaches during those camps, you know, instructionally and working on some things. When you're in contact and you're having conversations with Coach Sider and, you know, with the guys you mentioned and being in the film room, how much do you feel like that maybe has advanced your understanding of football, and how much is that an advantage to commit when you did and have this time to like really integrate and be a part of the team like we talked?
Well, it's a whole different ball game. Like, I mean, some players just get told to get the ball and run. So, you know, I only got taught to like read the first D lineman and read off of him. But, you know, when I'm in the running back room, they're talking about reading the whole coverages and watching, you know, the linebackers, seeing if they're blitzing or not, what steps you got to take, how slow, how fast. So, you know, just a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I kept my eye on it. I've been doing some research on it, actually. I've been watching Saquon and Christian McCaffrey, and they do the same things.
Is that exciting, intimidating? How do you feel when, like, you kind of get a glimpse into the next level of the mental side of things, which is, I think, something that a lot of people maybe don't think about when they think about football, especially a running back?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not intimidated by it. All I got to do is just take time to learn. You know, I got to ask questions and everything, do my part as, you know, as a, you know, running back in the running back room, you know, asking questions, you know, like I said, studying and, you know, implementing it on the field. I think I'll be all right.
London, I love talking to you. I'm glad that you're in a good frame of mind. And thank you for your time tonight. Anything that I should have asked you that I didn't? Anything on your mind you want to talk about?
No, I'm all right.
I got one. How are you feeling about the Eagles being in the Super Bowl? Miles Sanders, former Penn State running back, playing a big part of that. I know you're a Giants fan, so yeah. How's your heart? Like, what's going on inside of you about that?
Oh, I like Miles Sanders, but I don't like the Eagles. They beat us three times in a row. Eagles, somebody take this Eagles jersey down in my room. I got a whole bunch of jerseys. Eagles one is coming down. I'm putting another one up.
Listen. Loyalty and things like that, they run too deep. You can't break it, and I totally get that. Appreciate you coming on, London. Thanks so much.
Of course.
Hey, we're going to have our mailbag show coming up tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to Blue White Illustrated, bluewhiteillustrated.com. You can leave on the Lion's Den message form. We'll have the mailbag submission thread. You can also leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and leave your question in the comment so that we get that as well. We'll absolutely play those on the show. Thanks again to Lennon for coming on the BWI Daily Edition. We will be back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.